This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fan Early Morning Show for the average Joe, and when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe goes to CGR Wholesale. The Pirates won yesterday, 5-4 against the Cubs in a game that went back and forth, which was a game interesting enough. It was scary. I couldn't watch the game, but I remember listening a little bit on the Odyssey app online while I was doing some work, and I was checking my phone updates as well, and just watching the updates go back and forth. It's like the Pirates scored, and then the Cubs, they were trying to claw back. And the Pirates would extend a lead, and then the Cubs would answer. And it was scary. But the Pirates scoring two runs in that first inning really helped. And the Pirates spread the offense out over four separate innings. The Pirates scored in the first, fourth, fifth, and sixth innings. Which is awesome to see. That's spreading the wealth. And the Pirates, I think, were able to adjust on offense and have confidence to keep scoring and know where they were, because the Cubs did not score more than one run in any of the four innings that they scored in. So the big difference was the Pirates scored one extra run in that first inning, and the Pirates ended up winning by a run. Both teams had seven hits. Both teams committed one error. So that's awesome. And, okay, Connor Joe batting leadoff. Interesting choice. He got a hit. Reynolds got a hit. We love to see that. Oliveras, breakout game for him. I mean, he's had a few this season, but a home run, a couple runs batted in. There's that first inning where he drove those runs in with that home run. And then Gonzalez with a hit and a home run. The hit was the home run. And then Michael Taylor with a hit. So the offense spread well around the lineup in yesterday's game, which is something that is good to see. O'Neill Cruz remains in the middle of the order. Nick Gonzalez is staying hot since he's been called up from Triple A. All good signs. All good signs from that game. Now, the Pirates still have a lot of ground to make up, and I would like to see them win this series. They won on Saturday against the Cubs last weekend. Then they won the first game against the Brewers before dropping the next two. And now here against the Cubs, they've started this series off with a win. You know, this is it. I mean, they just got to start winning. That's not great analysis, but I just go back to what I was thinking of and what I was talking about with the Pirates taking things one game at a time. Pirates are starting to fall behind in a way that you can't really have that approach anymore. And so I acknowledge that, and now my observations will adjust. I mean, this is a series where if they take at least three of four, then they're bringing themselves back into the hunt, and they're taking down, they're hindering their, at least momentarily, preventing one of their division opponents from running away. So a good first message sent in this first of four in Chicago. And Paul Skeens is pitching today. So that will be, that one will be exciting to watch too. His second start in the majors. And this is a point where the Pirates too have their, Pirates have their big pitchers who are scheduled to pitch. Paul Skeens on 6 days rest is going to go. So a little longer than usual. The Pirates are, or at least were, using that six-man rotation before Quinn Priester got knocked down to AAA. So we'll see what happens. I mean, oh, now here's one piece of news that I saw yesterday right before I was, you know, going home and getting ready to start my bedtime routine. Rowanzi Contreras traded to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Now that one kind of saddened me. I mean, I feel like there was something more that he could give, and I feel like there was one or two tweaks that could be made where he would be able to succeed in the majors. I mean, showing the flashes of brilliance he did a couple years ago made me want to believe in him, and I mean, I don't know. And the fact that cash considerations are the return, that to me is, it's like, well, you know, what does that, what does that really do for you? One of the guys that you got from the Yankees, who, when he got here, was throwing with impressive velocity, and he struggled last season. This season, I mean, did he really struggle? He didn't get a starting spot, but I mean, out of the bullpen, there are 12 games for the Pirates this season, allowed 8 earned runs and 8 walks over 16 in the third innings while striking out 16. Okay, maybe. Yeah, maybe he's walking too many runs. That's a half a running. No, that, I mean, it's not terrible. Half a run an inning. Hey, there was something. I mean, there was something there. I'm sad about it anyhow. I mean, it's like Quinn Priester. No, you keep Quinn Priester on the roster, though. Or you didn't anymore. You know, he's down in AAA. But, I mean, you made that decision to start Priester and keep him, you know, in the majors for that week, give him a couple opportunities to pitch, and then send him down immediately after, only to designate for assignment and then trade Contreras. That to me is, yeah, that to me is icky. I don't like that. I mean, no, I don't know. I'm not on the inside. I wasn't, you know, I'm not able to see exactly what they see, but that one just saddens me because, again, you get him from the Yankees in a package, and he had so much promise, and now he's gone. Now, and no players in return for him. You just get, you know, those generic cash considerations. That to me, it's just sad. Saddens my heart for Contreras and for the Pirates, because he seemed like he was legit, and now he's gone. So very sad. 412-928-9370. You can get on the line, talk to me at any time this morning. 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at @Callas_33. That's @Callas_33. We're still on my journey to 2,000 followers. There was a huge spike in the first day, and it's kind of gone down from there. I'm searching for a goal of 2,000, and if I get that by the end of this show today, we're going to release my Adam Crowley created disc track, which I wrote last weekend because I was mad at him, and I polished up this week to really just emphasize my frustration with him. I think we're all good now, though. We played it. The PM team has failed to respond so far. It's, you know, so we're all good. I mean, we're ahead, being the superior group here on the 93.7 The Fan. No, but I mean, it's fun. All this stuff's kind of fun too. I love creating music, and it's great to be able to just share some of those talents with you. Something that I never thought I would use on a radio station. So it was interesting, but yeah, just harnessing my feelings as I experience them, and then expressing them through music is very is something that I've done before. And yeah, Crowley, you'll hear the music, and I hope you can feel the rage, because I wrote it to be to sound like I was upset, which because I was. So it'll be fun. But 2,000 followers, I'm looking for it, and Crowley's been very supportive, and all of you that have already reached out and expressed your support. I saw my guy Troy from Aliquippa on Twitter give me the hashtag follow Callus trend that he tried to start. Did not catch on, but I want to shout him out because that was kind to at least try to start that. Hashtag follow Callus. Very good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.